It's Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How age and gender are two more variables in returning to work, and unemployment benefits aren't. Action and lobbying with a new group forming for MSPs, and Kaseya's CEO gives us insight into financial incentives. This is the Business of Tech. Another angle on remote work? Age is a factor. Younger workers want to be in the office. Quoting Axios, a whopping 40% of college students and recent graduates prefer fully in-person work, according to a new poll by Generation Lab, a polling and research firm that tracks trends affecting youth. Another 39% want a hybrid workplace, 19% want to work remotely, and 3% said they have no preference. Why? Community, per 74% of those respondents. That's different from the rest of the workforce. Just 12% of all office workers want to go back full time. There's other concerns too. Qualtrics asked employees in the U.S. for theirs. And the top two are being socially awkward, followed by following proper social etiquette. And more than one third of respondents said they would choose a touchless greeting. Age again matters. The older, the more uncomfortable with working in the same enclosed space. Gender is a variable too. 79% of men had a positive work from home experience when compared with 37% of women, per McKinsey. One in four women and one in three mothers said they are thinking about downshifting their career or leaving the workforce entirely. I've linked to a deeper dive in Recode. As for the shortage of workers, Bloomberg is reporting that new JP Morgan Chase data indicates that removing unemployment benefits has made little difference in getting workers to return. Two longer pieces I want to direct listeners to. First, Wired has a piece on which day is best to go back in the office. Turns out there isn't one. It's a cultural set of choices. The second is a New Yorker article about sustainable remote work. Again, the key? Culture. It's a deep dive into ROW, or results-only work environments. Now, why do we care? I do love hard problems, because they usually have multiple solutions, and solving them is generally profitable. Short-term justifications for the labor shortage, like unemployment benefits, are a distraction and not backed by data. I keep covering this to provide the tools to build your own culture as well as help your customers, because the changes to work will be driven by technology. That's what makes it an opportunity. String this together. Philosophies like ROW are implemented with culture, people, and process, and enabled by technology. Those that string these capabilities together will excel. That's why we care so much about exploring the variables. Let's talk lobbyists for a minute. Politico covers the decline of the Internet Association, which is one of Silicon Valley's active lobbyists. Internal dysfunction combined with a larger fragmentation of technology's lobbying efforts have made the group irrelevant, per one congressional aide. Many technology companies have shifted to their own direct lobbying efforts. Meanwhile, a new announcement. Carl Polachuk, owner of Small Biz Thoughts and well-known MSP author, has announced an organizational meeting for the National Society of IT Service Providers. The announcement at nsitsp.org includes a set of proposed legislation for IT services. Now, why do we care? One on the way up and one on the way down. With regulation coming, the first story is about understanding how larger companies have used lobbyists, and the second, an opportunity for providers to do something. In the interest of transparency, I'll be at that meeting on July 21st. Will you? Finally, I want to quote the Miami Herald in an interview with Kaseya CEO Fred Vokala, talking about their recent breach. Quote, Vokala said Kaseya, which is privately held and employs 275 workers at its downtown Miami headquarters, will likely, quote, lose a few points of growth in the aftermath of the hack, but that its long-term trajectory remains the same. The firm said in May it plans to hire 500 workers through 2022, a plan Vocalis said remains in place. Quote, the part of our business that got hit is an important one, but a small one, he said. We have 1,600 people worldwide and $400 million in recurring revenue. We might go from a 28% annual growth rate to 26 or 25%, but I haven't really thought about those numbers as much. Right now, I'm trying to make sure every single one of our customers gets back online. End quote. Why do we care? It would be easy to jump on this as some smoking gun about their lack of investment in security. I think that's a red herring. The main point is this. The metric he wants the world to know about is his growth metric. His success is measured by his board and his investors, and what they care about is annual growth rate. He is absolutely focused on getting past this issue, but he has not forgotten what he is measured on. He's just been busy and not focused on it as much. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Want different outcomes? Find out from your vendors how executives are compensated in keeping your business secure to your level of satisfaction. Vocalis' answer is going to be the same for most private equity-backed software companies. Growth is the key metric. Now use that knowledge and do something different. Maybe the only way to win is not to play. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We'll have an interview with Karol Polachuk this weekend for a bonus episode, but I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.